Turn with me in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 3, and we'll read the entirety of Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Joshua chapter 3. Starting in verse 1, this is the inerrant, infallible Word of God. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and he and all the sons of Israel set out from Shittim and came to the Jordan. And they lodged there before they crossed. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the midst of the camp. And they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God with the Levitical priests carrying it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. However, there shall be between you and it a distance of about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you shall go. For you have not passed this way before." And Joshua said to the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." And Joshua spoke to the priest, saying, "Take up the ark of the covenant and cross over ahead of the people." So they took up the ark of the covenant and went ahead of the people. Now the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. You shall, moreover, command the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, saying, 'When you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan.'" And Joshua said to the sons of Israel, "Come here and hear the words of the Lord your God." Joshua said, "By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that He will assuredly dispossess from before you the Canaanite, the Hivite, the Hittite, the Hivite, the Perizzite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over ahead of you into the Jordan. Now then, take for yourselves 12 men from the tribes of Israel, each man for each tribe. It shall come about when the soles of the feet of the priests who carry the ark of the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan will be cut off, and the waters which are flowing down from above will stand in one heap." So when the people set out from their tents to cross the Jordan with the priests carrying the ark of the covenant before the people, and when those who carried the ark came into the Jordan, and the feet of the priests carrying the ark were dipped into the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks all the days of the harvest, the waters which were flowing down from above stood and rose up in one heap a great distance away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan. And those which were flowing down toward the sea of the Araba, the salt sea, were completely cut off. So the people crossed opposite Jericho. And the priests who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on the dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all Israel crossed on dry ground until all the nation had finished crossing the Jordan. That is the word of God. May He add His blessing to us. As we have heard. Well, Israel experiences a very similar thing as their parents did, the generation before them, as that first generation came out of Egypt, and the Lord separated the Red Sea, and they walked through on dry ground. And now that generation, having died in the wilderness, now they come to the Jordan, this next generation. And most of this chapter is instructions on how they are to cross and when they are to cross. The Ark of the Covenant going before, being carried by the Levitical priests, and the people were to stay a good ways back to follow. But the main point, Israel crossed the Jordan and they saw a great wonder. The same wonder or similar wonder to what their parents saw. The stopping up of the Jordan so that it would not flow any longer. And they walked through on dry ground. But it makes me question, it should make you question as well, will they be like their parents? Seeing such great wonder, will they forget about the Lord? And will they complain about this Lord trying to go back into the wilderness like their parents did? They wanted to go back to Egypt. And you ask, how could a person ever forget the Red Sea and the splitting of the Red Sea? And how could a person forget about the stopping up of the Jordan? If you were there, how could you forget the Lord? And yet it would, and as we will see, Israel will forget. But I imagine we would be no different if we saw the same thing. We would have seen God's, we have seen God's power. We have seen God's power in, not in a wonder like this about stopping the river. But we have seen floods. And we have seen natural things that God causes. So it's really not natural. But God causes tornadoes. And He causes hurricanes. And He causes recently earthquakes and tsunamis. And in the southeast this past yesterday or the day before, tornadoes. And yet, we forget about the Lord when we see His power. So you've seen His power. I've seen His power. You know and believe that it is He who makes those things and who has done this even in Joshua 3 and back in Exodus. And you have more knowledge than they did. You have the gospel that you have the knowledge about what Israel did and how they fell and forgot the Lord. And you have the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the very Son of God coming to earth and dying on the cross and being raised from the dead. And yet still we turn and we forget our God. And that's why we can praise our Lord for Jesus, our Savior, the one who brings us back. Even though despite our forgetfulness, He turns us back to Him. He preserves us. He always turns us back, His people. And so we can praise the Lord for His wondrous works, His mighty hand. May He cause us to believe it and believe who He is. May the Lord help our unbelief.